on DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. What is going to be a rare appearance, ladies and gentlemen, because she is so desperate to perform, she's going to come to the middle of Pennsylvania and be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club this Sunday night for two shows at 5 and 8 o'clock. Tickets are available through sjpcomedy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Nikki Glaser. Hiya, Nikki.
Hiya. Thanks for having me.
How have you been?
I've been good. I'm still living with my parents in St. Louis, Missouri, but I'm getting out soon.
Okay.
Going on the road. I'm excited about it. You know, it's been a weird 6-7 months now. I don't even know how long it's been. I've been here since March. It's insane. I'm 36. What's going on with my life?
Now, you're back in your hometown. Have you been meeting up with, like, your old high school buddies?
No. You know, they all have husbands.
Uh-huh.
When they've moved out of town.
Okay.
They all have their lives together. You know, I'm 36, so, like, girls my age just do not, unless they get into stand-up comedy, they don't really stay single. And they all have kids, they all have homes, and you know, bright futures, and I'm just kind of, you know, I'm trying to make friends with, like, a younger group, but I don't really have much in common with them either, so I just hang out with my parents a lot.
Okay.
It's not easy to make friends as an adult when you're, like, in a new town, so shout out to anyone who struggles to make friends as an adult. I don't know how anyone does it, especially now with COVID, where there's, like, no social activities. Everyone's just, like, stuck with whatever friends they had back in February.
Okay. A lot of board games?
Yes. A lot of that. A lot of just, like, watching TV. A lot of I'm picking up new hobbies. I'm playing pickleball with some friends, which is, like, a sport for elderly people. And,
yes.
I've gotten into crossword puzzles, which you're not supposed to really get into until you're mid-70s. it's really tragic. I recently started playing guitar, and I'm terrible. Although last week, I feel like I just became as good as Eddie Van Halen, so that's exciting.
Wow.
But only last week are we as good as each other.
Uh-huh. Wow. Uh-huh. Current Eddie Van Halen.
Right. We're going to get mail about that one.
No,
you don't need to get mail, because anyone who's upset, you should celebrate that too. Whenever someone really talented dies, you can just start bragging that you're as good at their talent as they are. Like, I'm as good of a singer as Amy Winehouse. I am. It's just the truth.
Nikki, are you still speed dating on Instagram? The last I checked in with you, you had, like, some 12-fingered man trying to get with you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember old 12 things. No, I gave up on that. That was too intimate. I thought it was going to be, like, fun and, like, just kind of jokey, but everyone really wanted me to, like, actually, like, open up and be open to dating these guys, and then a lot of them kept sliding into my DMs afterwards and wanting to, like, pursue me, and I was like, I'm not available, and I live with my parents, and you live in Denver. Like, how are we going to get this kicked off? Like, there's no future here. I'm totally shut off. I'm scared of intimacy. I was doing this as, like, a fun little experiment, but I'm like, you know, those people that go on The Bachelor to, like, because they want to be on TV. I don't really want love yet. I'm terrified of it. It's disgusting.
I mean, you are such an outgoing person. You need all of that stuff to be up on stage, and you're afraid of intimacy. I just find that incredible to believe.
Yeah, it really is. I do too. It doesn't make any sense. I am not scared to get on stage in front of thousands of people. I can perform in front of and say the very intimate things about myself. I think a one-on-one date, I have as much nerves about going on a date with a guy that people would have public speaking in front of thousands of people. Like, I never go on dates. Whenever I have them scheduled, I cancel. Always, like, an hour before. I just get too nervous. I just don't want to be alone with someone. I feel like I'm going to disappoint them. I'm going to feel like they're going to try to have sex with me, and I don't want to, but then I'll feel bad, so I will, and then I'll be having sex with someone I hate, and then I'll hate myself afterward.
Wow.
And I don't mind a guy that's, like, either has kids and, like, has been married before and, like, has already done it and isn't looking for me to, like, make any babies for them, because I'm just, like, I don't know if I'm into that either. I'd like to be a stepmom. I'd like to just, like, kind of waltz into a child's life and then have them feel obligated to take care of me when I get older.
All right, yeah, you're the person, if they leased children, you would be the best person, best customer for that.
Definitely. I think I'm going to do that. Like, I think they do that. I think it's called foster. I struggle like with my having a dog. Like, and I don't even have a dog. I got a dog like 4 years ago, and then I gave it to my parents because I just moved to New York, and it was just it's a lot of work. A small apartment, and I was like, I can't do this. So I gave it to my parents, and then I moved back here, and the dog is here again. And I'm some like deadbeat mom showing up, and she's the dog to love me again. This thing hates me. He doesn't trust me for like he won't
well,
even.
You gave him up, of course.
I know, but he's a dog. He should remember that I abandoned him.
You were on the Match Game.
Yes.
Did you screw that up like Millionaire, or did you do good?
I think I did all right. I don't remember. We taped it like last year, and I don't ever watch myself on TV, and so I never know what happens when it airs. I didn't totally blow it, but I am on Bert Kreischer's The Cabin, which is on Netflix now. It debuted yesterday. I'm on episode 2. It's me, Bert Kreischer, and Caitlyn Jenner in the woods.
This is the show Bert couldn't tell us about.
Yeah, this. Yep. I wanted to ask you about that. How did that whole thing work out?
Well, Bert just called me and asked me to be on the show, and I showed up to a shoot in the woods in the hills of California in this cabin, secluded cabin, in January. And then Caitlyn Jenner showed up, and it was the three of us just in a cabin all day, sharing our feelings, doing, like, activities, axe throwing, whittling wood, archery. We did hypnosis. I mean, we did a ton of stuff, and then just talked a lot and just shared our feelings. It was a really intimate, weird day. But the episode is up now. It's episode 2. I wax Bert's backside, like the inside of his backside, the crack area.
The crack side.
So the show is Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, I play Afraid. Yeah.
What intimate question did you have to ask Caitlyn Jenner? You must have come up with something like, I gotta know this.
You know, I think I was like asking her about when she knew that she was a woman, you know, and like how she knew, and like I just asked her about how she like dealt with that, and then she at one point was like, she told me that I give her a trans vibe. Like, she was like, have you ever thought you were trans? And like, I'm not even joking you. And I was like, can we cut? Like, I was like, I don't
Well, Nikki Glaser will be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club this Sunday night. There are two shows, but, you know, folks, this is going to sell out if it's not sold out already. You can check with sjpcomedy.com to find out if tickets are still available. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
It's John DeBella.
Oh, you are a mental patient.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock.
That's crazy.
102.9 MGK.